1925.
Oh, well, you see, that's in the delta, and it keeps growing. You see, the marsh, see, this is the way the island used to be, but it kept growing, and this was a small island, and it joined together, you see. Now the state has taken that over now. That's one unfortunate thing here. We're furnishing the ecology for the whole world right down here. I could talk the whole damn afternoon on that if you want me to, you know. We've got some of the finest lands and the finest properties in the whole United States, but they belong to the federal government and the state, and they're not being used by anybody, just for ecology. Mm-hmm. I used to sell beef steak for 15 cents a pound when we had hundreds of cattle down there. But now they have no cattle. Beef steak is $2 a pound, and so forth. Anyway, we'll get off of that. Agriculture. The earliest agriculture carried on in the county was probably on Sapelo Islands, where Spanish priests and Indians helpers at the missions cultivated large fields, growing crops of many fruits, including oranges, figs, pomegranates, before 1608. The English and the Scotch planters, in order to make their settlement self-sustaining, grew a wide variety of crops, including barley, oats, rye, wheat, turnips, pumpkins, watermelon, and so forth. It has been stated, little agricultural development took place between the time of the Revolutionary War and the end of the War of 1812. After the War of 1812, a period of intensive agricultural development began, lasting until the Civil War. During this time, probably the most intensive agriculture practice in the United States was carried on in this section of Georgia. Large estates which produced sugar cane, Sea Island cotton, were developed on the island and along the coast, and nearly all the Delta Islands in the Altamaha River were diked for rice growing. In 1859, 5,800 acres of rice were reported in the county. And then it shows the different islands on which had different acreage and so forth. But of course the rice cultivation stopped pretty much. Well, of course, 1859. Well, of course, after the labor got a little different, and then it took a lot of hand labor, and then we had two very disastrous storms in this area. We had a storm in 1898, and we had a tidal wave in 1896, and both of those did away with a lot of the rice planting and so forth. Also, Darien was the timber place. Do you know about the timber here or not? You don't know anything?
Not really in Darien.
Oh, well, gosh, we were supposed to have been at one time the largest timber port in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I've seen, you see, the timber came down this Altamaha River. This is supposed to be one of the largest watersheds east of the Mississippi, and they cut the pine logs and brought them down here. And I remember, of course, now the biggest timber development was between, say, 1880 and 1896 and 98. That was the biggest one. And at that time, they would have hundreds of sailing vessels in here, and then they'd have big ships further down. They loaded on the islands all around. We shipped timber all over the world. When I'd walk around those old places in England, I'd say, I bet some of those timbers came from Magnus County right now. You look up there, those big timbers in different places and all that. But anyway, of course, a lot of them, they're a whole lot older than that. But Darien was a very large lumber port, and that's what we were, and that made us... We were supposed to have had the largest banking system south of Baltimore here for a few years, 1840. But after the timber industry, why it just went on down. It's a little fishing town now. And of course, there never was much farming here. And of course, in the last few years, the paper industries have taken most of the land, and pulpwood and so forth, pulpwood and tourists, and then the fishing industry. That's our biggest. But